start?
Oh.
Okay, then I call this meeting to order. Roll call.
Roll call has been taken. Let the record reflect that all members are present with the exception of Vice Chair Keys and District Water Engineer Schoen.
Thank you. This is a time for public comment. Seeing no public comment, I'll go ahead and close public comment. Draft meeting minutes to be approved?
Motion approved.
And since there's you and I?
Yeah, basically we're the only.
You make the motion?
Motion approved.
Okay, it's approved.
Approved.
Okay. Presentations, water, wastewater, public.
At this point, I'm going to turn it over to our wastewater engineer for a quick little update.
Yes, so there's four active wastewater projects going on at the moment. The first one and the biggest one is the master plan. So the board authorized proceeding on the master plan back in November last year. And the purpose of the master plan is to answer the fundamental questions of how do we deal with the new denitrification permit that's our current permit, and what's the most cost-effective way to do that. So at the moment, we were going into that process again. There's been two previous master plans dealing with this subject at different levels, but the final opportunity to review and select is now. Before we basically, after July 1st, we'll have to begin the actual project. So we're doing one last chance to review that. And one of the things that came up in December as we started into this is that some of the data from the treatment plant is a little funky around nitrogen. And so we're working with Bernie and Stantec to collect some additional data, hopefully starting next week, on nitrogen that will help us better understand the true loading on the plant. And then they'll be able to proceed forward. The goal is still done by June 30th. We're still expecting to be done by June 30th, because we all know we've got to make our decisions. And essentially, after next fiscal year, we're going to have to begin design of whatever.
When was the last one, Nick?
What's that?
2012 was up the last.
So the original one was like 2012 is an original standalone master plan. Then Hoffman made us come back and modify it, and that turned into a 2013 version. Okay. And then the permit came out on nitrogen, and that was a big deal. So there was an update amendment, if you would. There's an amendment number two that looked just specifically at nitrogen, how we would take care of nitrogen at the treatment plant, and that's the cost. That's currently the status, the latest version. But that's an $8 million tax price tag right now. And so people have said, you know, the environment's different, the flows are lower, the economy's changed, you know, let's stop and take one last look before we proceed on the $8 million project. So that's where we're at. So that's the master plan, and basically we're running out of time, so we've got to get our data and get pushing hard to get that done. The next project that we have going is the O&M manual. That started in, I think, September last year. Stantec is updating the O&M manual for the two plants. There is a draft O&M manual, but it was never completed. And then since that original manual was done, a bunch of new processes have been added. There have been all these divisions and all these things have been added up. So currently, there's 23 chapters due in that manual. And then once the chapters are written, we're going to do an online version of the manual so people can access it from the web, the web-based version. And at the moment, we've gone through six chapters. They've given us seven. I have comments back from Virgil and Bernie on chapter number seven, and we're about to send that one back. And they'll be supporting, you know, as we go along. So basically, their goal is to get one or two chapters a month done as we push along through here. So that's the O&M manual. The other project we have going on is our permit renews every 5 years. Our NPDES permit is the governing permit for everything we do in Discovery Bay.
In wastewater.
So everything we do in wastewater, collection systems, the treatment plant, everything is under an NPDES permit. That renews every 5 years.
What's our flow for the NPDES permit?
Under our permit, our flow allowed is an average annual flow of 2.37 million gallons a day. And our current flow is like 1.3 per annum.
But we go for peak flow, which is what, 1.7?
Yeah, peak flow is like 1.7, 1.8, you know. So your average is 2.37 in the permit. You can have wet weather and stream flows and stuff as high as, you know, 6 or 7 MPD according, you know, accordingly, as long as your average is only 2.37. The treatment plant is technically designed to handle a peak hour flow of 4 MPD, and then we have the shunt flow and push flow in different directions when heavy exceed that. Prior to the recession and all that, we used to flow 1.8, 1.9 for years. You know, in fact, when we started the plant, when Hoffman, before he built anything in 2000, we were flowing 1.2. So right before 2002, right before we turned on plant two, we were flowing 1.2. We were really questioning whether plant one was even going to hold on to get us there for the flows that were coming. So the demographics changed, the flow patterns have changed, and, you know, we're getting one last snapshot to see, you know, what's going on there.
So let me, for a layman's, that's how we are. I think, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, part of the strategy is that when we look at this master plan to look at doing D-night, is that if we concentrate on these new low flows, our permit will go lower too, but if everything starts to rise, our permit only allows us to operate at a certain capacity. Though we could function at a higher capacity at some point, we're now limited because our MPDE F permit went down. So there's a couple of chess strategies.
Right, so for instance, if you made the decision, the calculation of the permit of 2.37 matches the master plan right now, and the master plan says you're going to have loadings of this much, and you need both plants, one and two. Right? If the decision is made that the flows are so low you don't need plant one anymore, and you were to take plant one offline, and you say let's sell it, or let's do something with plant one, well then you don't have capacity to physically treat 2.37 anymore, and you would modify your permit. You know, you can't physically get one plant.
Unless you expand plant two.
You know, unless you expand plant two. Right. You know what I'm saying? So there's some decisions there that you have to make, and that's part of the master plan to help us do that. So anyway, the permit renewed every 5 years. And every 5 years, we do a whole bunch of information about all the data, how the plant ran, and all this stuff, and then we submit it to the regional board. That's due at the end of this month. So I just got a draft of that. Stantec started back in September. They prepared all the documents. I just got a draft of that. I'll send it to Bernie and Virgil for a review. And then we'll be submitting that to the regional board. What has happened is every time we submit every 5 years, the regional board says, okay, thank you very much that you did all that, and what can you do us for the next 5 years? So they usually come back and change something and make it harder. And I require you guys to spend money. Now, the last permit was really bad. It really required you to spend filters and D90, you know, and so they may not do anything this time, but traditionally, as you do stuff, they just keep tightening the screws and want you to do more and more and more, you know, kind of thing. So that may happen again.
Yeah. Our renewal has to be in by February 1st.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the NPDES first. And then the last one is you can call.
Well, just a question. When it came in 2 years ago, it was, I looked at some of the data that we had, and it looked like we had overbuilt. And maybe we didn't, but
right.
It looked like it.
Yeah.
Okay. And 2012, different set of situations,
yeah.
Right? We are now at a point where we're pretty sure what the build-out's going to be. So we've got Pantages. If that follows through, we don't know, but at least you're planning for it. We look at Newport North. We know what that is. So this master plan should be, I don't know if it's easier. That's probably not the right word to use, but it looks like it'll be a little more accurate.
It'll be more current.
The problem is we don't really have a long history of the lower numbers to say that this is a new normal.
Right. But at least we do have the history of having that reduction, and you can understand, hopefully you can understand why.
So what will happen, though, is it's very easy to come back and say, you have 5,000 homes, you got a flow meter coming into the plant, it's this much flow per house, this is the new normal, this is what we're designing for, that's real easy. The question is, what if it goes back to what it was before, or what if it goes back to a different number, or, you know, we had the drought on top of the recession.
Yeah.
Then what does Discovery Bay, all up and down the Central Valley, every treatment plant, the flows went down, every plant, you know. The only one that didn't go on that I know of is Manteca. They built houses right through the recession. They had already lined them up, and they just kept building. So Manteca built 3,000 houses, and their flow didn't change. So that tells you that everybody else's flow was going down, they just couldn't build houses, the flow didn't change. Originally, they were thinking, our flow doesn't change, it's not,
choice, actually.
And it's really easy to tell you, if your flow is this, you need this. If your flow is that, you need that. But it ain't so easy to know which one of these is supposed to be the right thing. So anyway, that's the NPDES permit process. It's usually about a 6-month process. Our permit technically expires July 1st of 2019.
But it's typical for them to delay it while they're reviewing ours, so they extend whatever the current regulations are on that permit.
Yeah, if they don't get it done. So the process is on their end. But they're actually doing it faster now. They're really streamlining permits. So I expect comments in March, and I expect it done before the end of July. And rather expect it done. So that'll be our new permit. That's the other thing going on. And the last project is the diffuser project. Board may have heard about this, but our diffuser's plugged up. We're in the process of, okay, how do we deal with this monster in the river, you know? And the first thing is, okay, we had a report done on what can we do about it, how we fix it, and we came up with some alternatives, and we picked an alternative. Now we're getting the permitting for it, so we started the permitting to make those changes. And WorleyParsons is just beginning that process now. Eventually, they'll give us information about the permitting and what the cost of that permitting will be. And then we'll have a better sense of when we're ready to start designing, and then we'll start the design of that project. But so those are the four projects that we have.
So catching on that, I know that's a night that I goofed when I said I was sleeping, and I really was. There were four choices, I believe.
Yes.
And choice three, I think, was the one that was not the most. What choice did we get?
I think we picked four.
Four. And three was the one that was recommended.
No, we picked the recommended one, I'm pretty sure. I don't remember.
That's where I goofed, because I went with, this is the one, but it was a different way.
Staff number four.
Staff had picked four,
yeah,
and I think it's less expensive.
Yeah.
Okay, but tell me from your knowledge,
three
was it the right choice?
Yeah, well, three was a complete replacement.
No offense.
Three was a complete replacement.
Okay.
And I thought had the most risk and the most cost. And in addition, it wasn't clear to me that it was going to solve sort of a maintenance problem.
Yes.
So four, to me, is less risk, less cost. And they both kind of equally solve the maintenance problem,
yeah.
But they're both going to kind of put a hose in there to bring flow back to the surface so that we can clean it out a little bit. So to me, it seemed more straightforward. Stantec, we also had Stantec review that.
Yes.
So we're consistent with Stantec's recommendation.
Okay.
On that as well.
Okay. So to me, the choices, when you have choices like that, you look at it and you say, short term, right now, what's the cost and what's the benefit of that cost today? But also maintenance. So here we are years later, we're looking at it, we're having problems, so we're fixing them.
Yeah.
So the choice that we made 10 years from now, and I don't know the lifespan, maybe it's only 10 years, but if it's 10 years, are we going to have a fully functional unit that will show signs of wear and tear, or are we going to be in the same boat we are today?
I think we're going to be better off because in both scenarios, 3 and 4, we basically planned for a way to try and clean the diffuser. So the issue is, we got mud in our diffuser.
Yes.
If you would. So it'd be simple enough to put a new port on the top, but we can't get the mud out, right? And so we're basically going to make the pipe bigger and then give us a way to flush the mud out.
Okay.
In both 3 or 4.
Sure.
So to me, I didn't see a lot of additional benefit to just replacing the whole thing versus tacking on. What we're doing is there's 3 sections of pipe, 18, 10, and 6.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to make the 18 the whole way. The 18 is fine. The 18, there's nothing wrong with the 18.
Yes.
It's been working fine. It's not plugged up. As we get down to 10 and 6, it's all mucked up, right?
Yes.
So make it all 18 and give us a way to flush that mud out of there.
Okay.
And I think we'll be, I think you're bait for the
Correct me if I'm wrong. I think there's another part to the strategy is that if we were to go in and just replace the whole thing, it may have an impact on additional studies that they may want us to redo with CEQA. Is it CEQA?
Right.
CEQA? Yeah. And so what we're trying to get away with and go, this isn't a brand new thing. We're just, this is a repair.
Yeah.
It's a maintenance.
Yeah.
So there's another side strategy to that.
Busy.
Yes.
It's good.
Okay.
Okay.
then we move on.
So E1, update regarding control panels for the lift station.
We're gonna turn that over to Bernie.
Yep, so one of the things that we're working on is we're replacing and upgrading the control panels at four lift stations, R, S, J, and H. So the current one we're working on is lift station R, and this is the control panel here. Wanted to show everybody that, what it looks like, but all four would be still look exactly the same. Manor, these are instrumentation control. Technician do the good project in house, and we're getting ready to install this and see the weather rates of what are, and we're kind of be the model of the whole public street.
So if I'm driving down the street and I see this red light going off, what's that mean?
Tell you to stop.
Is there going to be a little Violi guy pop up and give you a ticket?
No, pretending to pump kick off, but that red light probably would go away because the last one we had, it kept breaking. The kids kept breaking.
Yeah, they come by with a skateboard and whack it, you know, that.
So that light goes off any time we get a skater call.
Okay.
So that might disappear. That was just part of the package.
And this is really saving the district a lot of fun.
Yeah, so maybe you can give me a little history. So a couple of questions. This is right now resides in.
Is that Plainfield?
Plainfield. And this is what prompted the upgrade?
Because the current lift station programs are the original ones that have been there for 40 plus years.
40?
Some of them, yeah, some of them are.
They have this technology 40 years ago?
Well
we have control panels to flip the switch on and off. Now we modified it so it's more.
Have an air compressor bubbler system in them.
Yeah.
That's all going away.
Okay. So when did we start this?
We've been working on it for about 6-8 months now.
6-8 months.
Okay.
And the completion date?
So hopefully this summer.
This summer.
So we're doing it in-house one at a time.
So one panel?
One panel at a time.
Okay.
It's a safety district, so if we would have went out with a contract, it would have cost you a huge amount of money.
We would have been playing
Buku button.
And we didn't change the supply, we kept it the same.
We're doing it in-house.
Okay.
Oh, you are? Yeah. All right, we're IC guys doing it in-house.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Brady, are we using the record drawing?
Yeah, there's record drawings.
The record
drawings. Yeah.
So can you send me a copy of those?
Yeah, Randall, though, he's going to get done.
Yeah.
And then once we get installed, I'll do an update for the
patient. And that's a lot of what they're doing. Those components all come separately items, and so his staff is putting them in, laying it out, putting them in the way, and then the next thing, you have to do a lot of wiring to do that, the skate.
Yeah, this isn't a new panel, so are you doing this?
It's brand new.
Running?
Brand new panels.
It's a brand new. So is it online?
No, that's it. We got it programmed. One of the things that you see on the last page is when we had the generator hookup was too small. It was a 2 inch. We had to put a 3 inch. So that came in. We got it tested. So now it's ready to be installed. So, but now we got to do a little bit of concrete work, a little bit of conduit work, and we're going to install. I mean, we should have it in within a day or two.
Okay.
Once the weather breaks.
And so there's a big ceremony when you flip the switch to put the panel. Big party.
It smells better. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, if it smells burnt.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, that's it on there. And I'll do a feature update once again installed.
That sounds exciting. And I've talked to Bernie a couple of times. That I took a tour when I first started, but I really should do it more often. So I'll come over. I'll plan something in a couple of weeks.
Should be probably coordination of where you got the whole.
I'd like to see
it,
all the water again. You told me at the front that it was, you know,
needs to sink in again. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Thank you, Martin. Update regarding on E2. Update regarding the 4A and well 2. Well, it's 4.
In front of you is a picture of some rusted pipe. This is
I thought that was a diffuser.
Now, on the large paper that you have singly that I passed, just so because you're new, this is part educational. To the right left of this is when you drill a hole, you don't know what kind of soil you're going to reach. So generally every 5, 15, 20 feet, you grab samples and you analyze what that soil makeup is. So for this particular site, this drawing shows well 4A on Newport, and this is the soil, type of soil, clay, sand, rocks, whatever it is, all the way down to the 381-foot level.
So this is the well with the tank sitting by Bolinas?
That is correct. That is correct. All right, so that's just the soil. What the, when we drill holes and we pull the soil up, we analyze and that's what it is. To the right is the production well profile showing what things we have. And it starts off, we drilled the hole 42 inches diameter down so many feet, down to 170 feet. Then it got narrower and narrower down. And so this shows you, and then all the way in the bottom where you see the little parallel squigglies, that's our screen. So that's where the water comes into that casing. That metal that's on the inside hugging that wall is a casing metal. We call it the casing. And so there's water, groundwater, goes through this screen. Inside of that casing is where we lower the pump. And that's where these pipes are that you see are inside. This is called the column pipe. So water is coming through the middle of this, hanging at the bottom of these pipes because it's submersible pump and motor. Submersible motor goes first, then the pump, and then these pipes. And these are 10-inch diameter pipes. So you take them off 20-foot intervals. You take a big pipe wrench, like, and you go around in a circle like that, twisting them off one by one, 20-foot pieces, and this whole total weight-wise should be right around 12 to 14,000 pounds, all hanging by threads, okay? So I want you to understand that.
So at the far end of this picture, if I'm correct, that's threaded, correct?
Yes, right in front of you.
Right in front of you is a coupler, because
right,
in order to join them,
right,
you join
the other end is threaded.
Female on this side, male on the other.
Correct. So if there's any deterioration of the pipe, it starts to weaken the pipe. And the risk factor, which has never happened under my watch, and I hope it never does, is that while you're pulling it up, it breaks off and that big chunk goes all the way down to the bottom. In this case, 367 feet goes all the way down. I'm not sure who's gonna fit in that hole, maybe this guy might be, and go down there, put a hook on it, and try to pull it back up.
Nope. Person with least seniority.
Brian.
So anyway, I just want you to understand that the well there. So as you may know, we were doing a rehab of the wells 4 and 2. And so these are the pipes from well number 4. And the scaling of them and the rusting of them, these are put in, I went and checked, 1996. And so these have been in there that long. They've come out a couple of times and gone back in again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so now the decision's to make, do you put brand new stuff in? 5 years ago, the code changed, meaning that these are just bare steel. And the code changed now that they have to be coated, epoxy coated on the inside so they don't rust and things like that, and to protect the quality of the water. And so we believe, we don't have any hard facts on this. We believe some type of current is underground that's causing this to take place over there, the rusting, the corrosion type thing. We believe it to maybe the electrical high power lines, something is hitting that ground. We had the same problem at well number 5A, which is by the storage facility.
So we don't see that this at other sites? Well,
no, I don't think I gave a picture of well 2. Site. But nevertheless, when Justin came about a couple of months ago to talk about we need to rehab well 4 and 2, he gave you a price breakdown.
Yes.
To your hunt. Then we also gave you possibility, because we didn't have the x-ray eyes, we may have to come back to you and make some more improvements. Well, today, go to your last page of your handout. You've got a little spreadsheet there. Should be, yeah, for the last page.
Yes.
And that was the same chart that you all were given a couple of months ago when we were bringing up the 4A and 4B to approve.
Yes.
I'm sorry, four and two to be approved. Some of the items we told you this for sure we have to do, others were optional. So today, I'm just letting you know, based on our analysis of what the wells look like today, these are the improvement, the changes we're going to ask the board at the next board meeting to approve. And one is to replace the column pipe, because they're a weak joint. If they're weak there, it's a possibility they could break off. My fear, and I've voiced it to Mike, is that we put it back. We only have two wells serving that area. And you put that back together as is. That's a choice that the board can make. Say, hey, I want to reuse this. And at peak time of the day, I mean, or June maybe, it breaks loose. You're not going to have this back for quite a while. I mean, quite a while being a few months, probably. So that's our problem, child. So just keep that in mind. So anyway, the chart that I have here outlines some of the things we want to add. All together, well 4 and well 2, we're asking probably for just a hair under $50,000 extra to do to enhance that.
Over and above what you had already
approved to spend. That is correct. So, but we.
100 grand.
No.
No?
No. That we've already spent some of that already, but only 50 grand is what we're asking for improvements wise.
And then they don't want to do all the add-ons.
We don't want to do all the add-ons.
Oh, I see. This was the original optional group. So, what we're going to need to prepare for, if our recommendation is to go forward to the board, I'm going to need a clarification of cost.
It does. Right here, where the zeros in the quantity, we're not using any of those.
Okay, but I don't want them to have to use, you know, bring in a mathematician. Separate, we need to separate.
But I wanted to make sure this is what they saw, so they could relate to what the increases were.
Well, this helps us not have to go out for another bid, because it was already included
that
in
is
the
correct.
Potential optional pricing.
That's right.
Gotcha.
They gave us a price per item, if we had to do the various items.
So your original estimate, that's this one, was 102,000
with all the options, right?
Mm-hmm. And now you're saying you're going to.
I believe so.
50,000 on top of that.
Not on top of that. It's under that.
You're picking $50,000 worth of the options.
Of the options
that we need to add to the original project price, because we did the project. Correct me if I'm wrong. We did the project for a set price. These were options that may occur. There's $100,000 worth of these options or what have you. We're picking about $50,000 worth of them.
Okay.
Okay, so just, you see where we have well 4 and 8 total minimum? And then you have well 2 total minimum.
Okay, yeah.
I think we approved the minimums.
Yeah,
right?
We did.
Mm-hmm. So it was $4,900 for well 4A and $39,215 for well 2A. Total minimum recommendation.
Right.
And then they said, well, depending on whether you need either 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9, there'd be a variable cost for that.
Right.
Correct.
All right. And yeah. So now what he's saying is we add up, pick up the, in a moment he's saying it looks like 6 and 7 is needed for both options, or 6 and 7 for the 1 and 4 column pipe, right? And then coding the column pipe.
Yep.
So basically, a couple of the options are needed. When you add them up, though, they're going to be $50,000.
Yep.
And they're going to be about twice what the current budget is if you spent, which was the minimum of 39 plus the 5,000.
Okay. Okay. So all that needs to be excised out so it's not confusing for the board.
Mm-hmm. And Justin will be here at that time. Let's do that if you want. Just if they have any questions. But for us, we wanted to go back in there to last another 15 to 20 years. I don't see us shutting down one of those wells at all. It is a possibility that we're looking at another way, instead of the pipe, we're looking at another type of pipe called bore line, B-O-R-E line, and think of it like a fire hose type of a thing. But if you do that, you have to put the submersible pump on the bottom of this. Today, well number 2, our motor is up on the top. The pump is on the bottom, but the submersible pump and motor has to be on the bottom if you use this hose, which then means you have to buy that motor, that pump and motor, which they generally have 18 to 20 week lead time to build those things, because they're all based on factory specs on what you're, how much horsepower and what we call head, how much you're trying to push the water up against, and that type of thing. So, but we're looking into that. It's not to say we're not looking at other options. So I want you to be aware of that.
So as you went into it, you came in and gave a presentation in the CSD meeting on well 4 and 4A, or you did, talked about pulling it out and having things ready. You don't want to pull it out, then turn around and start. Okay. Is it better or worse than what you had anticipated?
What we didn't know was the corrosion factor taking place on that. We weren't sure until you pulled it up. So far, based on the video, because once we pulled this out, we put a video camera in, and we tried to check the casing of that. And the casing looks good. So right now, Roadrunner Drilling is the one scrubbing it. They put like a big brush in there, and like a bottle brush,
sure,
and just scrubbing up and down. You put chemicals in there to help dissolve the calcium buildup in there. So it looks like that's doing its thing that it's supposed to do. Doesn't look as bad based on the video camera that we saw. They have seen worse, but so it doesn't look bad in that regard.
If we had to replace the casing, then you're looking at...
Here's the other issue is, you could probably try to reuse this pipe again, but if it blows a hole through here, you know, when that pump comes on, it's blowing out at a really high pressure, so you probably only have 4 to 5 inches, roughly, spacing between the column pipe and the casing. So it's blowing a hole right at that casing. So in essence, think of it like a sandblaster, blasting a hole. You could then that's really expensive to repair.
So these pipes are the 4A?
Yes.
Well, 4A.
And when's the last time you took them out?
I couldn't answer that.
I thought you said you've had...
We have pulled them out, but I don't remember the time.
And the question would be, if you knew that, did they look like this back then?
They have some rust. I know we did not replace anything at that time. So we had pulled that out because of the motor. We were having some issues with the motor. So we pulled that out. And generally, a lot of times, you have your motor, in this case, a motor, and you have a pump. And the pump has sort of like, think of like propellers.
Mm-hmm.
And they are worn down. And we figured that would be the case. And we thought we could machine them, but these seemed to be too crystallized. We felt that if you tried to machine it, chunks of it would break. So we'd rather order the new one to be safe.
Sure.
The other thing is, we probably have to check this again in 5 years.
Yeah.
Or if we put the new stuff in, we know it's going to last 15 years. So, and if we pull this in at 5 years, if the decay rate increases and you start lifting all that weight, and like you said, one of those things doesn't hold and it drops down, now you got to fish out this 10,000 pound section of pipe, you know, it's crazy.
And I'm not sure, you're going to have to put one hell of a fish hook with it and try to grab it and somehow hook it on magnet, or I'm not sure how. Like I said, we have never had that in our case, and I don't want that to happen. Especially Murphy's Law would happen to us when we really need the water.
So then a question would be, you're getting corrosion, and you think the corrosion may be due to electricity?
Some electricity flowing underground there.
Sure. You're talking, yeah. If we put the new pipe in, which is a different makeup, I don't know if it's different material, but the resin.
We don't know if that'll solve that, but that's another issue. We just speculate, but we're not positive about it.
So you speculate, but we aren't going to spend time trying to figure out where the electricity is.
We're going to try to analyze, have some other folks analyze that for us and see if there's some. For me, why are we only getting on that side of town?
Mm-hmm.
Is a thing that I ask myself. All right, what's nearby that could potentially be causing that? Right now we have two big, huge, one petroleum and one natural gas line between those towers.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the high voltage towers.
So
now, do we have something grounding that, maybe loose or something that's causing that electrical to come across?
Do they do a resistivity check on the soil around the pipe? The water in the treatment plant is crazy corrosive. Crazy. Like, we can't.
Inside the pipe is a lot better than
the
outside.
But if they paid for the upgrade on the coating, you replace the pipe and they
can the coating, I can't remember what the code is. I don't know if it's, I believe it may be, but I'm not positive on that. Yeah. Plus, we're going to add a few more what we call sticks, 20-foot extensions to lower the motor and pump down a little lower, so it adds more weight to the thing over. And then you have to, there's electrical cable because your pump and your motor is down below. You have to run electrical cable, and it's strapped to the outside of this all the way down. And when you pull it up, you roll it up on the wheel, and then when you put it back in. So now we have to add, I think we were thinking of adding 80 feet. Now we're going to only add 40. So now we just have to splice a 40-foot piece of cable. We verify continuity through that cable. So that would be good for us. It would be fine to splice and put it on the ground. So just enough for that. So we're coming back the 6th of February to ask for the board approval to spend probably no more than $50K to upgrade. And these are for both facility, for both plants, at both wells, rather.
So you're going to the meeting to ask for an additional $50,000?
Okay. Roughly. Should be under. Right now, that's the game plan.
You'll probably ask for 15 plus contingents.
Yeah, you can if you want to, but the only thing that's maybe left out there is Roadrunner. If they encounter something that we did not see with the video camera, they have to go do some extra scrubbing. That'd be some extra time. And I think we outlined that to the board the last time. That's the only another unknown.
So the quality of water coming out of well 4 is good for a, and all of this that we're doing is going to give us many more years.
Well, the thing was, the issue was, we were getting less flow coming out. It was designed for like 2,000 to 1,800 gallons a minute. So the flow, instead, we were getting maybe 16 or something. I don't remember the exact number, but we were getting less.
1,700, we should be around 2,000.
And the reason for the reduction in flow is?
One is the impellers that push that water up, it wears. And then secondly is the screen that we showed there on the bottom. They plug up.
Okay.
And because you're pulling in the water so much that it accumulates of material on there. So
and how old is well 4A overall?
4A was put in the mid-90s before the town was formed. So I'd say 95, 96, I believe it was.
23 years, 24 years.
Originally, the water just went straight to the houses without being treated.
Well, I know I came in 98, and there was a lot of sidewalk standing against iron.
Yeah, they had the manganese and iron, the brown color, the rust color, yeah. And so the treatment plants were designed to remove that.
Yep. And you're doing a good job, because I don't see it anymore.
Yeah.
Good.
That's all I have, unless you have any other questions.
I'm surprised that you don't know when the last time you. The reason I ask when's the last time you came up? Did they show the same? It wouldn't be as bad, but the same.
They showed some corrosion on there, or rust like. But when we measured it, we didn't see. We thought it was good enough to put it back in.
Okay. And the other wells are not showing this type of corrosion.
Not when you pull them out. We don't pull them out every 8 or 10 years or sooner if there's a problem with them. You know, because there's two types of wells. You've got the one with the motor on the top, which we only have well 5 and 2. Most of our pumps and motors are all submersible, so they're required when you start them up. Because you're in a residential neighborhood, you want to minimize the complaints. Unless you like to hear complaints, I can certainly put the motor above the ground. You two guys can take care of the complaints.
No, we'll feed them to you.
Thank you. So the well 4A and well 2, you brought up the 40,000 on this first on well 2 versus 4,900. Is that what I heard?
Yeah, there were option items that were minimum and so forth, and then we had option items with it. And so the zero quantity means we didn't have to rebuild the bolt assembly because we're bringing in a brand new one.
Okay.
And that type of thing. So we looked at options. We had Kirby pump. Give us, we think, hey, if we need this, what is your price today? Because we wanted to have them tell us what the price was before. The only thing I'm also, if the turf thing that President Trump has put in, what that might do. But we believe this to be whole tube with the tariffs and all.
Okay.
The steel costs.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm good.
Okay.
That's it?
All I have.
Thank you.
That's very good.
E2. So, any future discussions or agenda items? I think you got your plate full already.
We already do.
Need to see any more added to it. Okay. Then, meeting adjourned, we met.